broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Henry.
Stupidity and boredom. Stupidity and boredom.
The clubs have reached a decision on the site of Super Bowl 48.
Listen, the government arrived on the scene the next morning and has been deeply involved and will continue to be.
We need 6,000. We need 3,000 across the border.
I forgot he was black tonight.
I like Wiener.
Famous Phil Henry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And every night through the looking glass, we go here. The most revolutionary radio program to have hit not just talk radio, but the airwaves. The world famous Phil Henry Show. Now, a Miami company has created something called Gringo masks for illegals to pass the border with. And I'm sure they're realistic, and I'm sure that it's a terrible threat. And I'm sure that we should get down there and shut these cats down. I bet you they're made out of plastic, and they probably look like a Hobo Kelly mask, and it's something that even a kid on Halloween would be embarrassed to wear. But I bet you anything, they'll sell $1 million worth of these things. Plus, we'll tell you 15 ways to predict that you're going to be in a divorce. We have with us tonight Margaret Gray from A Little Bird Told Me, the nationally syndicated column. We'll also have with us Raj Fanin, who is a engineering consultant. We're going to be talking oil drilling with Mr. Fanin and the varying techniques between the Middle East and the United States. We're doing a lot of drilling here in the United States, and some people would like us to do a lot more. And obviously, we're getting a heck of a lot of our oil from the Middle East. So we'll talk with Mr. Fanin later on. Our number is 877-876-PHIL here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. And our website is philhenryshow.com, where you can watch live streaming and listen to a live streaming audio. You can watch and listen to the show every night on our website. Watch us perform the show as we do it. It's really exciting. And tonight we had a major problem with logging in. This happens on occasion. We think it might have been the server that authenticates our passwords. It could very well have been the server that, it controls the content, the updates, and so on and so forth on our news feed. But nonetheless, I am told that things are getting back to normal. We've had our web guys on it for the last hour. We appreciate you guys being patient for those of you who have subscriptions to our website. Tonight, we have an affiliate spotlight on a great affiliate in Detroit, WDTW. Wow. Detroit, 1310, and in Richmond, Virginia, WVL. What am I looking at here, man? WLEE, 990 AM in Richmond. Thank you very much. Nice to be back on the radio in Richmond. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-PHIL. Tonight, we're going to be talking about a very, very popular television program that is no longer on the air. It had its very last episode last night, the last episode of 24. And on the line with us from Santa Monica tonight is Margaret Gray. We're going to talk about the last episode of 24. We're going to talk about what 24 has meant to pop culture, American culture, and perhaps what 24 has meant to, I don't know, popular attitude, political attitude, across the board in this country. Kiefer Sutherland, the star of that program, a special operative, a guy that fought terror, and Margaret joining us tonight. And I know you're going to be writing a column about this, Margaret. Every time a program of longstanding respect and following goes off the air, it always seems like they've pulled the plug at the right time, you know?
That's a very interesting observation, Phil. I think that when you talk about television and you talk about the amount of money that's involved, you are talking about people that keep a very, very close eye on whether a program has, I think the term nowadays is jump the shark, and that would mean whether or not a program remains viable and remains viewable. 24 is one of those programs that really came out of the box as a big surprise to, I think, a lot of people. It was very popular. There's no question that it had a following. But for a program like 24 that, that celebrated a sort of a paramilitary view of the country, for a program like 24 to have achieved the kind of following that it did, Phil, is very interesting, I think. I can't think of another program in modern times that was able to do that.
Well, when you say paramilitary, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, really, just a pro-military. A pro-military or a very pro-aggressive militarist stance against Americans, and I put that in quotes, America's enemies. We don't really know. In real life, the argument can be made, do we have enemies? Are we the enemy? I know we can have these discussions, Phil, and I don't want to get into an argument with you about it, but I'm simply saying that I think it was a shock to a lot of people that that program took off, gained the following that it did, and really in the process put a lot of people in very, very uncomfortable situations. That, I guess more than anything else, that is what I find to be the most fascinating thing about 24.
Well, let's talk about the people who it put into uncomfortable situations. What do you mean by that? If you have a hit TV show, okay?
What I mean, Phil, is that, for instance, Kiefer Sutherland.
But if you have a hit TV show, how does this put you into an uncomfortable situation? I know what you're saying about the, pro-military or pro-paramilitary militarist stance of a show like 24. Maybe it runs against the philosophies of some of the actors? Is that what you mean?
Well, I think it not only ran against the philosophy of a lot of the actors. I think it ran against the philosophy of a lot of the show's creators, of a lot of the people at the network. But I think this is the interesting point that we could make. 24 was on Fox, and we know that Fox is a network that has been closely associated with the Republican Party, the Bush administration, and so forth. We know that Fox, because of that, would tend to keep that show on the air a little bit longer than perhaps other shows, even if it wasn't a program that could sustain. Even if, for instance, a similar program had, or a different program had similar ratings, and they might pull it off the air. This show, they kept on the air.
You're saying they kept it on the air because of its political or seeming political point of view?
I think it's possible to look at it that way, yes. The other thing that I think is very interesting, Phil, is the toll it took on Kiefer Sutherland. When you're doing a program or when you're asked to do a show, that doesn't really represent what you believe and may not really represent what is going on in the world. This is a terrible strain on a young actor. And I think we saw that with Kiefer Sutherland, Phil. I think we saw it with the increased amount of drinking that he did. We saw it with the problems that he had off camera.
So you're saying that Kiefer Sutherland was not happy with the role that he played on that show?
I can't imagine that he was when you look at the amount of drinking that he did. When you look at the amount of off-camera turmoil in his life. And so you put that together with the very conservative record of the network. And you suddenly realize that this is a program that was not going to go off the air very soon. It wasn't going to be a show they were going to just let die. It was going to be a show that was going to stay on the air for a long time. And I think it even took Bob Cochran and Joel Surnow by surprise.
Now who is Bob Cochran and...
They're the creators of the program and the executive producers.
Okay. And this took them by surprise.
Absolutely, because it's impossible, Phil. I think it's impossible for a program that is that right-wing to stay on the air unless there is some sort of an artificial support for it. Now,
let me ask you a couple of questions here.
That's not to say that there were not good actors on that program or that there were not good writers. But let's take a look at this program from a very objective point of view.
Hold on for a minute. The show, and I don't know all that much about television ratings, so you can... you know what, Margaret, you probably have got me there. But the show was talked about. It was blogged about. It was tweeted about. You know.
Well, it's amazing what you can do when you have the right people blogging, and you have the right people tweeting. I don't really put a lot of stock in that. You can have any number of people tweeting and any number of people that are blogging about a TV show. I don't think that means everyone is watching it. Now, I just want to say one thing. It wouldn't be so bad, Phil, if the show were a number one show and it was a benign topic. What is dangerous about 24 and what made it a dangerous program is that it comes from a specific, very far-right point of view that I think endangers the public discourse. And that's why these kinds of things, congressional hearings are called on by a lot of people. I think it might be appropriate in this case.
A congressional hearing into what?
Into the longevity of 24. How did this program stay on the air for as long as it did, having such a negative message?
It didn't really have a negative message at all. It had a message of survival. It had a message of good guy, you know, versus bad guy.
But these are all points of view that I think are a little antiquated. If you look at the overall, and again, we don't know who the real enemy is. It's interesting that they are the enemy to us, that is terrorists or Arab terrorists or Middle East terrorists. It's interesting to note that we may be the enemy to them. And you never really see that dealt with in television. And you never really saw that dealt with in 24. That's what I found to be, I guess, confusing, a little sad. So a congressional hearing, which I think could make Fox look good, I don't know. But at least the truth comes out. At least we can know.
Well, Margaret, what are you trying to know? Are you saying that there should be a congressional hearing into the success of 24 because you don't trust it?
In what sense do you mean don't trust?
I mean, you believe that the success of 24 was the result of manipulation of numbers by Fox, keeping it on the air when it should have been taken off, Fox being a conservative network. You mentioned earlier Bush and Cheney.
Well, I think the Bush-Cheney-Halliburton axis, at the time that 24 went on the air, I think all of that is very relevant. I really do. So I think if you can clear the air with a congressional hearing into why 24 stayed on the air as long as it did, I think everyone feels better. And that is my hope. And I think that would be the hope of the Kiefer Sutherland, who really lost a great deal of his sobriety to this program, having to do this show as long as he did, and having to speak those lines, and having to play that character.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number. Margaret Gray there, as she talks about the success of 24 being suspect, she thinks that a congressional hearing into the success of 24 and shows like it might be a way of, quote, clearing the air, because she believes the show's right-wing message was not at all popular or could not possibly have been popular. I have to say that I disagree. She says that Kiefer Sutherland's drinking was most likely the result of having to play this character that he didn't want to play and say the words he didn't want to say and you know, sort of inhabit this character that was so odious. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. I'd like to know if I know a lot of you guys, and probably most of you, watched the show and liked the show. And I don't know how anybody in the Bush White House or anybody in the conservative hallways of Fox could possibly get to people and say, why don't you watch this show? Do you feel the show was kept on the air longer than it should have been? Do you think the show 24 was nowhere near as popular as it appeared to be, and in point of fact was just artificially inflated by a conservative television network? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
World famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And Margaret Gray joining us from A Little Bird Told Me, a nationally syndicated newspaper column. Syndicated by the Dicklin Syndicate, and the column tomorrow, you're going to be sort of talking about 24. Now, people are going to want to talk about this show in a fond and favorable way. Your column is going to be looking at it as a bad thing for television.
Well, Phil, only from the standpoint that, you know something, I love and I respect writers. I love and respect actors. I know the producers work very hard. I know the people at the network work very hard. I think someone has to write the column that no one else will write. And that is that 24 furthers an attitude in this country that militarism is somehow a romantic or sexy pursuit. And by that I mean showing someone like Jack Bauer as a sexy terror fighter. And trying to I don't know, seduce women, Phil, if you will, and bring men along as admirers. I think it is at its very soul can be very corrupting, and I think that's why Kiefer Sutherland rejected it. I think that's why, toward the end of the run of this show, he crawled into a bottle.
So you're saying that the dishonesty of sexualizing the character of Jack Bauer and making him a sexy guy and seducing women and making men admire him was all very dishonest.
Well, I think it's all very dishonest in the Fox way. That is, Fox loves to trumpet the far right agenda, even if it means an actor crawling into a bottle.
So you're now accusing Fox of
Bill, again, please, I'm not being personal about this. I'm saying this is the system.
But the show 24 forced Kiefer Sutherland into a bottle.
I think so, and I think it whored him out for a principle that he doesn't believe in.
All right, 877. I'd love to see you write that.
Oh, I Phil, it's no problem. I'll write it. It's not. I don't understand why you think that's such a difficult thing to do.
Well, whored out Kiefer Sutherland. And he crawled into a bottle. I think that's pretty powerful. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Sharon in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, listening on WTBC. Sharon, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray.
Well, you know, I kind of feel her pain because I hate that show. I hate their point of view. But, you know, there's no conspiracy there. It's just like every other crappy show on television right now. People like to watch things where people don't behave right.
People like to watch crap? You're saying that people like to watch crap?
Yes, they do.
I can understand that, but I think the far right, the far right propagandizing, that bothers me.
No, I think what you're finding is the writers are writing to reach the lowest common denominator. They just want something exciting. They don't care. You know, I mean,
you've got to put everything together, Sharon. You have to put together the fact that Kiefer Sutherland turned into a drunk doing that show.
You know,
you have to put that together with Fox. Fox, you know what Fox is. You know what they do.
Sure.
You know what they represent. And that was the Bush White House. Put that together. This sort of militarist point of view.
You really have to
wake up to what's going on with that network.
No, well, Margaret, are you saying that Fox represents such a far-right experience?
Phil, the lady wanted to say something.
No, I know. I'm going to let Sharon say what she wants to say, but I just want to mention that Fox is the influence of the news network, you know.
What did you say, Sharon?
No, I wanted to say something.
I'm listening to Sharon, now.
I'm sorry. You know,
wait a minute.
Phil, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, they just want to make...
No, I'm saying that the Fox News...
Would you please allow me to talk to one of the listeners? Yes.
All right, thanks for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Denise. Denise is in Nashville. I don't know if we'll have enough time, Denise. We've got about 40 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, Margaret, I think you're very distorted in the head. People do like 24, not necessarily watch Fox News. And if Sutherland had... Excuse me, I will finish my sentence without you interrupting.
I have no idea.
And you don't know that man's personal business. Unless you have some
I happen to know that he's a drinker. You know he's a drinker. What's the secret about that?
Okay, so, and who cares? You know, who cares? That's his personal business. You don't need to be blasting this man for something
who
he did. Yeah, who cares? So why are you writing a column about it?
I do. I care about Keith's mental health. You don't care.
Right, and why would you trumpet this? This man's personal problems. Denise, thank you. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back. Margaret Gray.
Phil Hendry.
M24.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Welcome back, and welcome back to our videocast viewers. We understand that a great many of you are now finding your way back onto the website. There was a problem, we believe, back east with one of the principals involved in delivering our setting our website up, but everybody is gradually getting back online. Margaret, Jack Bauer, the character of Jack Bauer, played by a tremendous young actor, Kiefer Sutherland, whose father, of course, is Donald Sutherland. When I first saw Kiefer Sutherland, I think it was in Stand By Me, and you knew the kid was going to be great. You're telling me that he took a role, played a character that he fundamentally disagreed with the views of, fundamentally disagreed inhabiting the skin of this character, didn't like it, and was forced to crawl into a bottle all against his will.
Phil, I would be loath to say that it was all against his will. But at the same time, I think that when a Fox executive walks up to a Kiefer Sutherland who is at midpoint in his career, you're right, he did do some very interesting films. He is Donald Sutherland's son. He's looking to break out. He's looking to become Kiefer Sutherland, his own man. And when a Fox executive has you to lunch and looks at you, pounding back one drink after another,
Whoa. How do you know that happened?
Hold on for a minute, Phil, please. Pounding back one drink after another and says to you, I know the pressures that a young actor has, and offers you the chance of a lifetime. I don't think you say no to that easily. And I think Fox knew he had the drinking problem, and I think they knew they had him hooked.
So Fox nefariously hooks a Kiefer Sutherland, who they know going in has a drinking problem, into a part that he will take because he wants to be his own man, and he is further made miserable by it.
I think so, and I think it is sad from the standpoint that Fox, they've got the News Corp, they've got the right-wing news network. Why do they have to infect their television programming with this kind of political soapboxing? I don't understand it. And I don't appreciate it as a viewer either.
All right. Well, I don't know that you've made your case. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Manny in Bloomfield, Michigan. Go ahead, Manny. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray.
Yes. How are you doing? Now, I've got a
Fine.
Question. I'm just wondering, what is Margaret drinking? That's my first question. I mean, she's sitting here.
Isn't that? I'll bet you think you said something really original there, don't you?
No. You know, you're drinking the left-wing ideology, that Kool-Aid.
Well, are you drinking? Are you drinking the right-wing Kool-Aid? Is that what you're doing?
Being left-wing, you know, all frightened, sitting in the corner, cowardice stuff. You know, listen. Wait a minute.
I think you know full well that. Fox is a right-wing network.
Hold on. Let the man say. Margaret, you just held forth for about 10 minutes. Let this man finish what he's going to say.
Well, that's what these left-wing kooks do. They have to shout you down because they don't want to be figured out.
Oh, God. Here he goes with his Kool-Aid.
I mean, Kiefer Sutherland, as Jack Bauer, is fighting the enemy. And here you go, attacking Kiefer Sutherland. You know what? It sounds to me like you're just as good as the Middle Eastern enemy in the show. So maybe Jack Bauer should have some information from you.
Oh, my God. So Jack Bauer must be your hero, huh? A fictitious character, and you're getting very upset about me attacking him.
You know, I think there's some electrical therapies ready for you.
I think this is what your cell phone sounds like, by the way. What do you think of that?
All right, fine.
What are you drinking?
What's your point, Margaret? What is your point?
My point is, before you call a talk show, make sure that you've got a cell phone. That was manufactured after 2009.
That's all you got?
But
that's it?
Well, you started with Kool-Aid, so I thought I'd just take it up from there.
You know what? Everything you take is down. We need to get to extract some information from you.
You know something, Manny? I'll tell you what. I'll write Fox and let them know that little Manny is all disappointed that his hero, Jack Bauer. Do you have the lunchbox?
All right, well, so the point, Margaret, that you're making, that this man's trying to make here, that you're mocking, is that you're saying everything is a conspiracy. Why can't there just be a TV show that happened to have a particular point of view that people want to watch and that you didn't like, and so you want to investigate it? You know, that's a very, very big charge to want to take an entire network in front of a congressional investigation.
I didn't say the entire network. I'd like to see the producers, as well as some of the principals from the network, ask some very good questions about why this show was kept on the air for as long as it was.
Because people watched it. Because it had ratings and it had advertisers, and that is the mark of success.
I don't know that that's the case. I think those numbers could be manipulated.
One more word in here.
Why did Kiefer Sutherland call into a bottle?
Let me get one more word. Look, we ought to have a show and replace Kiefer Sutherland with Margaret. And Margaret could wear a burqa, and she could submit before mosques and before Islamic nuts for all of our viewing pleasure. Thank you.
Well, you could have played Chris Cooper's part there in American Beauty. Thank you.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go on to Judy in Redding, California. Judy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray as we talk about 24. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yes. I think Hi. Margaret must be hanging out with Rachel Maddow because Fox News is not far
oh,
right.
Oh, my goodness. Is that right?
No, it is not far
Rachel
right.
Rachel Maddow. Fox News is not far right?
No, I'm far
well,
right.
I'm not talking about Fox News. I'm talking about the Fox Television Network, and I'm talking about 24.
Well, it's not
which
far
is an
right.
entertainment product. It is not part of the. It's not part of the news channel. It's part of the network channel.
Right. Well, it's still not far right, and that's your whole point,
oh, okay.
right?
All right. Okay. 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 Whatever you say.
Okay.
Well, what are we doing here?
Well, I'm just agreeing with your caller. It's not far right, right? Where did you say she was calling from, Phil?
Look, Margaret.
Where's she calling from?
The lady on the phone?
Yes.
Redding.
Figures.
All right, Judy, thanks for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Do you want to talk to people? You know.
Oh, I absolutely do, Phil, but I'm not going to. You know, they can play their own games with maybe one of those, well, I don't know, one of those, you know, those little speaker phones or something, or play a game with a Mr. Radio, not with me. Don't mess with the big dog, okay? Don't mess with me. I've got a 44D.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
You know, okay, yeah, you're the badass. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Travis in Topeka, Kansas. Go ahead, Travis.
Hey, how's it going?
What can we do for you, sir?
Well, I just wondered why
she
keeps blaming everything on... What's that?
What can I do for you? I'm Margaret.
Why? I understand. I just wondered why you're blaming the pulling the show off the air because of his alcohol addiction. I guess
well,
my question is,
I didn't pull it off the air. Fox made the decision to pull it off the air. I wanted to investigate it to see if that program contributed to Kiefer Sutherland's alcoholism because it was kept on the air by Halliburton.
Halliburton. Halliburton.
Yes, Halliburton.
So any show that has an actor that has a drug or alcohol problem should be investigated by Congress, or is that what
no,
you're saying?
No, not at all. No, not at all. A show that has an actor with an alcohol problem that presents itself as a rather militaristic or paramilitaristic platform for certain political views.
Oh, what does that mean?
What
you just said, what does that mean? A platform for paramilitaristic or militaristic view. What does that mean? You mean an action show that has to do with the military?
What do you mean action show?
For instance, Band of Brothers. For instance, the Pacific. Combat. There's been all kinds of war dramas. Man from U.N.C.L.E. I Spy. You know, X-Files.
Yeah.
Well, what's the matter? Is it because this guy was dealing with the real threat of terrorism, that it's too close to home, and you want to have it investigated by the Congress?
Well, Phil, at least when I come on a program, I'm not going investigated. Are you tired?
What do you mean, am I tired?
Because you went investigated. Now, this man...
Oh, will you stick to the point?
This man is getting it all wrong. He thinks I want to yank it off the air because Kiefer Sutherland has...
You're just trying
did
to
you,
make up.
Excuse me, the gentleman in Topeka, did you just fart?
No. You know what? Go ahead. I want to hear from the man. I want to hear Travis. Go ahead, sir.
What people like Margaret do is they try to find any excuse to push their
right.
agenda. They do not understand that real Americans see that show as basically somebody who would do anything for this country because they love
right.
it so much, no matter what.
Well, I think that we all love our country. But what does that mean? I know.
And he said, I know.
Oh, I guess you think you're really cute.
No, I thought it was pretty funny.
I believe we have patriots. How many of them jump on flaming buses and fall on hand grenades and not get blown to bits? I think it's very suspect.
The point is that this is a fictional show. If you look at this, and you know, it's a fictional show, just like all TV shows.
In one of the episodes, he ate an explosive, and it didn't blow up until he passed it, and then
he's
it blew
done
the
a
entire
lot of
sewer
things.
System.
All right, there's been a lot of screwy stuff, Margaret. It is, like I mentioned, Man from U.N.C.L.E. In many ways, 24 is an updated and super slick version of that. Hey, Travis, thanks so much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Mark in Nashville, Tennessee. Mark, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray. Go ahead.
The Man from U.N.C.L.E. was
it seems that Fox would lose money on this show for so many years. It's counterproductive to the whole right-wing theory of Fox.
Well, I don't understand. People lose money all the time on businesses that they are initially investing in. There is something called
that all these advertisers
and then there is
lost
something
the
called
money.
A return. Oh, it happens all the time. Happens all the time.
Well, in what way, Margaret?
Well, Phil, you're the one that is always on your show talking about advertisers being conned into buying airtime on shows that don't have any listeners, just a big host. Now, you're the one that said that, right?
All right, but 24 didn't have anybody. When they first went on the air with 24, they had Kiefer Sutherland. Kiefer's a great actor. I would not say that Kiefer Sutherland is a big name, not when 24 first went on the air. People knew him as, he's a good actor, and he's Donald Sutherland's son.
What about the man that you know? What's his name?
Who?
The man from the unit.
Oh, the gentleman from the unit. I don't think he was a big name either, okay?
Boy, and you realize he's black.
So?
So you don't think that Dennis Haysbert, thank you very much,
Frank.
Yeah, my husband Frank gave me the name.
Dennis Haysbert, right.
So you don't think you saying he wasn't a big name is racist?
No, it's not racist. Anyway, I think that what we're talking about here, we may be getting far afield of what Mark wanted to talk about, is that the idea of this program was kept on the air while it was losing money and no advertisers were buying it is ridiculous.
How do we know they didn't manipulate the numbers? That's it. That's what I wanted to say.
They had to have the money somewhere to pay Kiefer. I mean, he wasn't going broke, doing the show.
Well, there's an old saying, you take from Peter to pay Paul. They had enough. What about all that American Idol money?
Oh, come on. You're not making any sense. Why would they keep a show on the air that's losing money, borrowing from Peter to pay Paul so they can pay Kiefer Sutherland?
I don't know how much money Kiefer Sutherland made at the early going. Probably nothing. I'm asking for a congressional hearing. Is that so much? I don't think so.
Yes, it is.
I think it is. I think it is. I think it's ridiculous to ask for a congressional hearing into the existence of a TV show that politically was benign, to be honest with you. It was more of an action show. All right, I'm going to take a break. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, as we talk with Margaret Gray about 24. Last episode last night, did that show stay on the air as a way for Fox, through its entertainment arm, to promote a right-wing or paramilitaristic agenda or point of view, even though it was a money loser, even though it didn't have any viewers, even though it didn't have any advertisers? That's according to her. And should a congressional investigation be underway to look into why 24 was on the air in the first place? Our number is 877-876-PHIL. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
It's the Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL. Talking to Margaret Gray here about 24. It aired for the last time last night. And you have some of the news copy you've been reading in front of you about 24, right, Margaret?
I do, Phil. Listen to this. I think it's, yet again, now this is written by AFP. That's the, I don't know what it is. Yet again, 24's war on terror hero Jack Bauer got shot, beaten, betrayed, and still managed to walk away. Only this time he's not coming back. The special agent hero of 24, played by Kiefer Sutherland, appeared on television for the last time on Monday when the landmark action series wrapped up after eight seasons, 192 episodes, and countless foiled terrorist plots. Now, nowhere in there do they talk about Kiefer Sutherland's drinking. They don't mention that Jack Bauer may have gone away, but Kiefer Sutherland has crawled into a bottle and is laying down and taking a nap. And that is tragic. And the only reason why he can lay down and take a nap in that bottle is because it is empty. And Phil,
what has this got to do with anything? You're hooking this poor man's personal problems into this show, and you're saying that because Kiefer Sutherland had to play a right wing guy, he's a drunk, and somehow the legacy of this show is Kiefer Sutherland's drinking, and legacy of this show is all this paramilitary stuff. You haven't got a leg to stand on. You haven't got any proof, any real evidence.
I think that a congressional investigation will bring that out.
Oh, a congressional investigation. How many of those things do we need? How much money does that cost people? Good great. Here is Tony in Manhattan. Go ahead, Tony. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray.
That is why they have congressional investigations.
They have congressional investigations because when we need them, not for something like this. Go ahead, Tony. Sorry.
Hey, how you doing, Phil? How you doing?
Fine.
Real quick, because I know you guys don't have enough time. Listen, if you're going to waste our tax dollars on a congressional hearing, I'm going to get a petition signed and get you sued. You understand, Margaret?
No, I don't understand. You're going to get a petition signed and get me
sued. Because you're not going to waste our tax dollars to get this congressional signed and get an investigation.
Why not?
Spend your time somewhere else, Margaret.
All right, look, we're not having any, we're not, there's no communication here. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to the San Jose area with Carlos. Go ahead, Carlos, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I love these men. I think they're going to talk over me.
Question for the show. With all your respect, I wanted to tell you that I listen to your show a lot, and I can't believe you're wasting the time and airtime.
I'm getting a load of him. Now he's telling you how to do your show.
Will you just listen to the man?
I mean, she had no concept of what she's saying. I think
What is it with these guys? I had a Goomba. Now what do I got?
What do you mean a Goomba?
I had that Italian, and now this guy. Margaret, do me a favor.
You are propaganda.
Be respectful of these 24 show. People who try to talk to you because you're very disrespectful. As much as you say you know
exactly.
You're not.
Exactly.
You're
exactly. That's a great point.
How dare you?
Just listen to the guy.
You talk all you want, but you don't listen to what we have to say. I think you're getting two things differently here. this gentleman's life had nothing to do with this show. You have nothing to back this out. You're just making it out of nothing. So just think it over and make sure what you're talking, you have something.
I don't appreciate you saying I've got two you-know-what.
What are you talking about?
He said you've got two. It rhymes with trick.
What are you talking about?
Didn't you say that?
No, he did not.
I never said that. I think you, Margaret, like I said, with all your respect, you do need some mental help. That's all my concept. And I'm sorry, but I mean,
you should look into that. So Kiefer Sutherland being a drunk, that's in my imagination? I made that up.
That's got nothing. You didn't make that up. It's got nothing to do with the show.
Exactly. I mean, you're missing two things that have nothing to do with whatsoever, one another. I mean, it's totally doesn't make no sense.
Ten minutes ago, I had Robert De Niro. Now I've got Andy Garcia. I am so disappointed, Phil.
What do you mean, Robert De Niro 10 minutes ago?
The Goomba from...
All right, thanks a lot. Carlos, thank you for your call, sir. Very well, good call. 877-876-PHIL. World-famous Phil Henry Show coming up later on in the program. Raj Fanin on oil drilling, the Gulf, and the next move in this leaking problem.
Phil Henry.